talk about a tourist trap. There have been multiple stories about what a restaurant in Greece has been doing, and it's such an easy scam to fall for. So there's no menu, Raven, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sit down,
okay.
And here's a woman that was on her honeymoon.
When we were arriving, though, it did just seem like a typical restaurant that we had been at.
Yeah, no big deal. It's on the water, beautiful stuff, Mykonos, right?
Sure.
And they order, the waiter comes over and is like, oh, do you want to try some of our oysters? So yeah, you know, like half a dozen. They were just going to have a snack.
I'd love to try the oysters.
Yeah,
half
beautiful.
A dozen oysters, delicious.
Yeah.
Market value.
Mm-hmm. How much was it?
Just under $600,
what?
I believe.
What?
It's definitely something the restaurant is intentionally doing.
$600.
How many oysters did they have?
They had like six.
That is insane.
Have you ever heard of anything like that ever?
I mean, how could they even justify that? I would call the police.
Well, it's funny you should say that because same restaurant, Mykonos, a mom and a daughter stopped by, ordered two crab legs and two drinks. Their total was $400.
Oh my gosh.
Were you scared that if you didn't pay the bill, something bad would actually happen to you?
I did have that sense. Yeah, I said, I'm going to call the police. And that's when they said, you call the police. They will detain you in this country. You will not leave.
I mean, they're basically...
That's nonsense.
Isn't that the craziest thing you heard?
That's no way. I mean, I call the police. When somebody does that, they're trying to call your bluff. That's it. Just call them. Call them at that point right now.
Americans get targeted when they're on vacation.
I mean, at the very least, if the police show up and say, listen, there's nothing we can do about it. You have to pay the bill. Then you pay the bill. But at first you call the police. I call the mayor. There's got to be a Greek mayor around here somewhere, right? That is absolutely terrible.
We actually have no idea how it works.
You know what? I mean, honestly, when you travel, you have to be aware of things. It's good to always read reviews and stuff like that because people will expose stuff like this. I remember the first time I went to Cancun, the main thing that I read was, don't stop and talk to anybody in the airport. Once you clear customs at the Cancun airport, don't talk to anybody. Walk right out the door because everybody has a badge that makes them look totally official.
Yeah.
And they will basically kidnap you.
Oh my gosh.
So they will take, so you know, you pay for a shuttle or whatever with a vacation, right? Or you go out and grab a cab. They'll be like, oh, where are you? Oh, this is your last name? Oh, yeah, 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 we have you. And then they'll drive you to different hotels.
Yeah.
And show you, like, you know, timeshare and stuff like that before they drop you off. I read one review. They were like, we were on the road for 8 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, can you imagine?
You want to talk about a tourist trap. My husband and I, on our honeymoon, we were gone for a long time.
Yeah.
And our last stops were Bora Bora and Moorea and Tahiti.
Okay.
Which was incredibly beautiful.
Sure.
But it's boring. Like, if for people like me that like to do a lot of activities, like I like to do a lot of
stuff.
You get there and you're bored. And I had finished reading every book that I had brought with me on our honeymoon. I could not stare at my husband a minute longer. So I'm like, oh, let's go to the gift shop.
God forbid you have a conversation with the guy you married 9 days ago.
I know. So
oh
much.
God.
I went to go buy like a Cosmopolitan magazine, right? Yeah. At the thing.
Sure.
It was 4 months old. I brought it to get paid.
Yeah.
I bought two things. This one, $24.
Oh my gosh.
It was $24 for a month's old issue of Cosmo. And I had run out of razors, right, from being away.
Yeah.
I bought a disposable razor. It was $16. One disposable razor was $16.
One of them single blade terrible ones too?
Right.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good.
Sometimes you just fall into a tourist trap. What was a tourist trap that you fell for? 1-800-330-9999. Shine bright this summer with Dash Pash by DoorDash. Get more members-only perks and discounts than ever before. Sign up now with promo code ORDER50 for 50% off your first order up to $15 value. Tourist trap. Multiple Americans reporting that they visited Greece. They're on Mykonos. They go to a restaurant without a menu. Then they're charged like $400 to $600 for like six oysters and a crab leg.
How would you like to try oysters?
That was terrible.
Then we charge your bank account.
Everyone
has
fallen.
Thank you visiting.
Please stop. Everyone has fallen for a tourist trap at one point in their lives. It just happens when you're traveling. When did you? 1-800-330-9999. Mark.
My wife and I went to Cancun, and we were supposed to, you know, part of our package was this photo thing, and we were supposed to have these free photos she signed us up for. Then when it was all said and done, we ended up spending $275 because we were down at the beach. They didn't tell us ahead of time. And because of all the different poses, it was apparently, oh, you know, 10 minutes of pictures. And we were there for half an hour. So we ended up paying.
I
on my legs.
It's a similar incident. We were at Myrtle Beach. They came up to our table at the restaurant, and they said, oh, your daughters are so cute. Can we take a picture? So we all got together, and we took a picture. And Dakota's smiling. That kid never smiles. Never smiles. For some reason, she's smiling at the guy, and I should have known because it said Hollywood photos all over his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And next thing I know, he comes over with, like, a magnet and the most beautiful picture of Dakota smiling. He was like, look. And I was like, oh, my gosh, thank you. I thought he was giving it to me.
Oh, no, no, no. He's not giving it to you. No.
So he was like, this photo is $65. I was like, what? And then he showed me the four other photos of us as a family. He's like, but all these photos are $99. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I felt like the worst mom. I'm going to be like, take the photos. But when I went back this year, they came back to the table, and I remembered. And I told them to get the hell out of here.
Right.
Yeah.
Beat it, bro. Yeah, I've got like one of those $80 bottles of tequila that's got a picture of me and my wife on it from Senior Frogs in Cancun. Never again.
Never
again.
Hey, Casey, what was a tourist trap that you fell for?
I was in New York City, Penn Station. I needed a bottle of water, and I got charged $6 for it. For a Poland Spring, 16-ounce bottle of water.
But that's a deal. But, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you're at Penn Station, buddy. I mean, that sounds like Woodstock 99. That's not a tourist trap. That's regular commerce. Come on. I mean, it doesn't feel good. I get that, but come on.
It's so funny when you go places and you get a bottle of water and it's a dollar. You're like, what? It's like you're stealing it.
Let me buy 10 while I'm here.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, I can remember. So I was driving across the country at one point, and I went to Mount Rushmore. And, Mount Rushmore, it's in the middle of nowhere. Like, I mean, if you want to see it, that's one thing. But I went there, and, of course, then I'm reading about Mount Rushmore, and then I'm reading about, the conflict of the Black Hills. So then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go see the Crazy Horse Memorial. That's what I'm going to do, right? And so I drive. Crazy Horse Memorial is 12 hours from anything. I mean, it is the middle of nowhere. I was driving over bridges that had no business, allowing a car over it. When you get there, it's nothing. Not even the face is done. Like, the nose was done. And then there was, like, a bunch of stuff for you to buy. That was it. There was nothing there.
Hope there was a McDonald's nearby.
There was nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, literally, the nose was done. The nose.
Seems like a waste of 12 hours in a car.
What? It was 24 there and back. It was terrible.
What was the tourist trap that you fell for? 1-800-330-9999. What's the biggest tourist trap you ever fell for? It's been all over the news that there's this restaurant in Greece, Mykonos, that it's right on the water. And when people go there, there's no menu, and they suggest things like crab legs and oysters. And then they get the bill, and it's like $600 for like six oysters.
Would you like to give me your wallet?
It's a tourist trap. It happens all the time. What's the tourist trap you fell for? Disney right now is celebrating their 50th anniversary, like their 50th birthday, I guess they call it.
True.
And we went over Christmas break. And I remember we were trying to find gifts to bring home to everybody, like at the end.
Why do you still do that? I mean, you've been there before. Wait, seriously, we've had this talk, but okay.
And my daughter grabs these, like, they look like Mickey Mouse ears, but they're filled with, like, these M&Ms, right? It's like M&Ms look like Mickey Mouse ears.
This is the thing about the Mickey Mouse ears. There's so many of them. They number them, all that stuff. They just reel you in.
This is a plastic tin that looks like Mickey Mouse ears that has, like different pastel colors M&Ms with 50th birthday anniversary, whatever, on it.
And so it's useless, is what you're telling me.
I mean, it's M&Ms. It's candy. We went up, right? And my daughter looks at me, and she's like, it's $100. I go, what?
How?
Two of them. We had two of them. Greg's, she was going to bring them to each of her friends. They were $50 each. $50 each. I go,
tell me you did it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I don't even want to say it out loud.
Wow. You shouldn't.
I'm mad about it.
Right.
Still mad about it.
You should be. I bet I know who's madder.
But here's the best
part. Your husband, Paul.
Oh, he's going to kill me. Here's the best part is that we kept one for us, and I won't let her open them to eat the M&Ms.
So they just sit there stale. Right. So it's just a reminder of the terrible thing that you did, the terrible decision.
Every once in a while, you fall for a tourist trap. What did you fall for? 1-800-330-9999. Andre.
In the Dominican Republic, they try to sell you Cuban cigars. And I don't know what I'm buying, but I bought three. I bought them each for $25 on the beach.
And they're dry as heck?
They're not a cigar.
Yeah, I mean, if they're Cubans, like, they got there a long, long time ago. Like, the revolution was still going on when those Cubans were delivered. I used to fall for that all the time, too. And now I can't say no quick enough. I'm like, no. I saw you all those other vacations, pal. Not happening.
Tanya, what was the tourist trap you fell for?
So I wanted to go see this show in Vegas, and this timeshare company was like, hey, if you come and hang out at this meeting for a minute, we will give you free tickets to that show you want to see. And I was like, yes! So I went to the timeshare meeting, but that thing was all day. That was like a 6 to 8 hour, like all day, showing you around town all the different timeshares they have. I mean, I eventually got the tickets, but yeah, it was not a good idea.
It's a nightmare.
But were the tickets good?
I mean, does it matter? I mean, it's a 6 hours of your day that you gave up on vacation.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got a free weekend to Disneyland one time when I was in Vegas. And I never went. I never took advantage of that. And I had given up like 4 hours of my day. Same thing. They suckered me in, man. You say no to one person, they just move you to another room and you have to say no to two people in that room.
Mm.
This is a nightmare.
Erica, tourist trap. What happened?
I don't know if it's a tourist trap per se, but when we were in Italy, we were so excited. We're like, we're going to go see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And so we drive, we get there. It's a couple hours from where we've been staying, and we get there, and that's it. That's all that's there. It's just the tower. That's the tower and some, you know, souvenirs, and then that was it. And we were like, this is actually kind of boring. What are we doing here? But we had wasted our day.
It's notoriously boring, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. People that go there never like it. I remember I went one time when I was really small. My parents took us, and I remember being bored as a child. But everything I've ever read is like there's no real thing there.
Yeah, all you can buy is miniature Leaning Towers of Pisa.
Yep.